ראש ישיבה, רב שילה שליטה.
Actually, about 50 years ago, my parents, Zichronem Levracha, came home from a Torah Masorah convention then. The whole range and scope of day schools, the population that considered that a priority was very small in the United States. They were amongst those that were Zeche. And they came back from the convention, handful of people. In those years, I can hear my mother now saying she heard a young rabbi. She wasn't looking up when he began to speak. Suddenly, the room was filled with an electric presence, a sound, a content. She never heard anything like it. She turned to me and said, "He wasn't such a tall man, but he was a giant. He filled the space in the room, and it echoed and echoed." That transitional generation looking, as Reb Shapsi said, for a spokesman, rooted in this week's parsha, Hayel Meisha Beyer Es Hatira Zeis Lemo. Rashi brings the Chazal. Moshe Rabbeinu translated the Torah in 70 languages, some of the Mefarshim talk about the significance of that, what was the purpose of it. Loshen Kodesh, perhaps Egyptian, would have been sufficient. It's brought in Sforim that Moshe Rabbeinu was preparing, paving the way for Jews who would wander into Golos to find the nitzetzos, the sparks of sanctity, the potential to minimize the penalty of translation, the price of translation, to bring closer to the source, even if the language is not the language of Nesinas HaTeira, of Matan Teira. That was the breakthrough And in each generation, certain personalities would arise as a function of Hashgacha Pratiyus, providential guidance, but also of those neshamas having attained to a special eligibility to be the kli, the vessel, the utensil, the medium to communicate. Just like two Nevi'im are not misnabe in the same language, each one is a different kli for the objective reality of Dvar Hashem, but there's a subjective kli that transports it and communicates it and makes it accessible. Shem Yishmuel says, it's not accidental that Rashi chooses to translate into Old French with such frequency. It's because there would one day be a tzibur of Jews who would need that access to a re-sanctification of what was begun by Moshe Rabbeinu to a language that otherwise has essentially negative attributes as well. Reb Nachman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, encompassed so many seeming contradictions. The eloquent, poetic, soaring master of English, rooted in the Peilische Shtiebel. How often he would tell us that Mendel and myself, Bodel Chaim Tev Maruchim, that after he would sometimes finish what he thought was a particularly accomplished presentation, his father, Pelish a Jew, rooted in the Meseiros of the understatement of that community, would look at him and say, Reb Nachman, heintest nish geret zu hech. You didn't speak too high, you didn't speak above their heads. That was the ultimate compliment. And that was in his bones, in every fiber of his soul. He could soar and rhapsodize, and yet his feet were on the ground. So practical, so pragmatic in his advice, because he cared, he loved every yochid. Tzaddik says that when we find seeming stiras in the quotes or implied sometimes in the conduct of Gedalim, it's because we don't see the resolutions that reside in the parts. As if in the chromosomes of the DNA, the genetic message of the potential resolution is there. Just have to be able to read it. Reb Nachman's neshama was rooted in a kind of shira, a kind of song that Reb Tzadik also says is makif. It encompasses shira. It encircles It goes beyond. It transcends. And yet, it was an informed Shira, a Shira that was rooted, seeped, steeped in the most analytical study of Chazal, Sifrei Machshava, Gedolei Chassidus. Can't think of anybody. Not just as rich in his scope and range and depth, but who loved with the passion and excitement of a first encounter each new idea and each old idea that could be rephrased for the new situation. Sforum, it says that there was a special bracha that was given to Elu HaDvorim, that Moshe Rabbeinu in Sefer Dvorim speaks, as it were, the Novi of his own. Not the Shechina Medaberes Mitei Greinei of the other four Svarim. Hard for us to get a handle on what that means, because it's equally Divrei Torah, each Os with the same Kedusha. But there's some difference. And that difference is, at least partially, that the written word of Sefer Dvorim partakes of the energy, the power, the potency of the spoken word. And therefore the written word will succeed in penetrating as the sound can penetrate to achieve Teichocha. And that's why it's brought that Gedolei Chassidus, the Yid HaKadosh, made a kviyas to learn Sefer Dvorim as the ultimate Sefer Musa, because Dvorim ayetzim min alev, nichnosim el alev, the written words are heard. They're being verbalized as you read them. And the miyasha, they straighten out the akmumias, the twisted terrain of our soul. When Reb Nachman spoke, it was always linked to text. That Reyem is a Kailas of how Sinai, when Jews saw the sounds, somehow came to a perfect expression in every presentation that he made. You could see what was heard and you could hear what was seen. It was a reenactment. Every shmuz, every shir of Maimed Har Sinai. Reyem es HaKeles. The text was heard. And what was heard penetrated with the hispilus that is attributed only to seeing by many of the Mefarshim. The month of Tammuz is brought as a month where there has to be a corrective for our sight, for our capacity to see. Most of the tour of the Meraglim and what they saw was in Tammuz. Their report was in Ov. Keneged, Riyah, Veshmiah, seeing and hearing. It's as if Reb Nachman had planned the date and the time of going to the Beis Medrash Shel Mala. It's the Beis Aaron that once said on the Mishnah, Az ponim legehenem, ubeish ponim legan Eden. He who is insolent goes to the netherworld, Gehenem. Beish ponim, he who is shy, retiring to Gan Eden. The Beis Aaron read it like this: He is who is, has the azus, the kedusha. He has that pride and confidence in the sanctity of his mission of being a mechanech, a malamed. You can send him to Gehenem to accomplish. Az ponim li Gehenem. Boish ponim, he was yet retiring, unsure, unconfident of his Torah. Keep him yet in Gan Eden. Where was there another personality in our door? Went to places, to cities, where there could hardly be collected a minion, when the word kiruv wasn't part of the vocabulary. But Klal Yisrael, for him, was a tangible, palpable reality. Balaturim brings that there are three places from the Mesera of Hayel. Shmuel says, Ki lo yitosh Hashem es amoy bavu shmei ha-godol ki hoyel Hashem lasois eschem loy la'om. Positive statement to Ribbono Shlalom remains covenantally connected to Klal Yisrael and will not relinquish that relationship. But there's also a reference Hoyal holach achad sov in Hosea, since you went after the Avodah Zarah. And says the Balaturim, all three are a collective statement because Moshe Rabbeinu was mevayah the Torah, and the Ribbono Shel Olam made that ultimate commitment to Klal Yisrael that even in times of weakest and poorest connection to our Maseiros, there remains some residual potential spark, and the Jew isn't written off. The Malbim says Hayel means to begin, but it also implies a kind of reluctance in the beginning, as if there was a kind of resistance. Perhaps that's the allusion. Again, Rav Nachman, the man of Stiras, nobody with a better ear, with greater loving devotion to the nuances of every posik, the sound, the placement, the overtones, the undertones. No replacement for the word of the Navi, for the Dvar Hashem. And yet, he would become the spokesman who would move it in such an elegant, dignified, meaningful way from Kli Rishon to Kli Sheni. But it was always Hoyldik with a certain amount of reluctance, because he understood that It's only a temporary holding pattern to get back inside the text, to climb from within and understand it from within. And yet no more elegant spokesman. And that's why his neshama had a visceral negation of any kind of ersatz gimmickry as a substitute for making one's way back into text. If the Golus was in Dibur, the Dibur was in Golus, then as soon as possible, we want to bring the Dibur back home. Heildik. He saw the neshama of the Balabos in Danville as a Jew that reached back to Sinai. He saw the budding Talmud Chochem in Or Sameach as a Jew that reached back to Sinai. Last Shabbos we spent in Tzfas, didn't know the idea yet. As I walked the streets of Tzfas, thought of how many times I had met Rab Nachman, Zecher Tzadik Bebrocha, in the streets of Tzfas during Bein Hazmanim. Two cities that he loved with such depth in his heart, Yerushalayim and Tzfas. The Marit mentions in his Tshuvas that the Arizal spoke in Tzfas, and he asked the Kasha, which we mentioned last week, but how appropriate now. Elisha is told by the other Nevi'im, less connected to Eliyahu than was Elisha, the Talmud Muvik. Elisha is informed by them that Eliyahu has been taken away. And asked the Arizal, how can it be that they who were less close, that they knew before Elisha knew? Explained the Arizal, as quoted by the Marit, when the body is failing, the organs at the extremities cease to function first. Slow down. And the heart, the most vital organ, remains extant, functioning. The cessation of the heart is the end. Elisha, as the Talmud Muvik, was the heart of his Rebbe, and therefore he was last to respond. For him, his Rebbe was still alive. Reb Nachman, as the heart of that earlier door, he kept pumping life again and again into his thoughts, into his feelings, into his sharing of Divrei Torah that he heard from that earlier door. Elisha Dick, for him they were still present. They were real. Every facet of his being, in Eilam, in Shona, and in Nefesh, in place, in time, and in soul, he fused, he brought to that merging of Shmia V'Riya, of seeing and hearing, the perfect fusion. For him, the Luach, the calendar of the Jew, the day, the moment, it was palpable. Anybody that ever heard his Ne'ilah, his Musaf, on the Yom HaNoroyim, there was a tangibility, a reality to the Yom Kippur, to the Rosh Hashanah, to the Shabbos. It came alive. He internalized Shona, and he internalized Olam, Eretz Yisrael, his love of Eretz Yisrael. And it was makif, as sheer as only song can. It encompassed all Jews everywhere, wanting to reconnect them to the calendar, to the place, to the missing step in their connection to the Messiris. A man who intellectually, emotionally spanned contradictions that seemed to be unreconcilable. But he transcended them. He analyzed what could be analyzed, articulated what could be articulated, and then brought us to the eminently reasonable recognition that rational categories have their limitations. He did it rationally. And then he soared. No man was more mechabed, gave more honor to a balabos, to a simple Jew. Yet no man had more disdain for flattery, for Hanifa, unwilling to move, to bend a millimeter for a minig, for a custom that was ensconced and sanctified within the fabric of the Torah community. Again, this week's Pasha, Sakiru Ponem Bamishpot Kakoton Kagodol Tishmon. A man of lesser importance, a man of greater importance, no precedence, no advantage, no priority. Lo Saguru Mipnei Ish Ki Amishpot Lelokim Hu. Non-negotiable. Yet, v'hadover asher yiksho, that which is difficult to relate to understand, mikem for you, takrivun. Bring them closer, Eli, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, b'mekarev them u'shmativ. It's my responsibility to try and communicate it. And simultaneously, not to budge, not to move. Fascinating, challenging difficulty. Reb Nachman, through the song that was his shir and the shir that was his song, the sheyur that was his song, the lumdus of his chazonus and the chazonis of his drash achieved it. Picture it now. Before Rav Simcha began, coming up to the storeroom in Teira Meseira, a room used as a warehouse to storage books, Manhattan, Reb Nachman, sitting alone at a large table in a corner, not a desk, a table that was used to pack svarim, translating Eliyahu Kitov's Sefer HaTodah, a translation that was to become a staple for every Jewish home, English-speaking Jewish home. Discussing with him the ideas, how to go about creating an Or Sameach. The encouragement, the enthusiasm, his ability to relate to a sefer he was translating or to somebody else's effort as if it was his, because it was part of the joint effort for Kvod Shemayim. Unique in his originality and his creativity, he never for a moment had less enthusiasm for an idea, an insight that came from another. His humor, his sense of sorrow for every pain of Klal Yisrael, historically, today, fear for the future, yet optimism, stiras, paradoxes. Man malchi rabbonin, true sovereignty, are our rabbis, our teachers, that's our royalty. Melech is Asius Kulam, says the Maral, that it's Makif, the Amoritz, the person who's merely a candidate to become closer, and of course, the Gdeli HaUmah, who bridged between them, Reb Nachman. Finally, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, it's not accidental that Malchus is the source, the essential source of Shira, Moshe Rabbeinu, David HaMelech, Shlema. Rashi says in Shir HaShirim that every Shlomo in Shir HaShirim is Kodesh, because it's talking about the Melech Shehasholom Shaloi. Shlemos, to be able to reconcile the seemingly disparate parts of the puzzle and put them together. Shlemos, Shalom. Rooted in Malchus, Man Malchi Rabbonin. Not accidental. Chazal in two places refer to be Malochim Yimloichu. The source is quoted as a person who was a fractious, contentious person. Somehow Rav Hunan of Chizda get the drash from him, is that within seeming contradictions, the resolution that brings to Shalom, that's rooted in the potential of Malchus, of Rabbonon, in Shira. The walls here, saturated, filled with those tillers, with those shiurim, with that love, with that fascinating fusion of Yodata Hayom Vashivosa Lubavecha. With that sense of Yoshofot's Vayigba Libay Bedalki Hashem, he was inspired and wonderfully proud of the Dvar Hashem, and yet rooted in the Meseiros of the Pelish Shtibel. All the tragedy, the accumulated tragedy, and all of the Shira, all of the Simcha. Mi Yiten. A loss that we don't have words to express. His final and ultimate paradox in Stira is that it would really take Rab Nachman to be Maspid Rab Nachman. Benisham Zahelfen, but as we heard earlier, Hoyel, that he was a Melis Yetcher here. Hoyel, a job that was begun, Le'olecha Melocha Ligmo, he didn't see all of the Talmidim reach all of the points